9 children die after virus spreads at New Jersey Healthcare Center. By Penny Starr on October 28, 2018. New Jersey Health Commissioner Dr. Sherry Felnahal announced on Twitter on Sunday that a 9th child has died from a respiratory virus that struck patients at a Passaic County healthcare facility. "Deeply saddened to report a 9th death from the Wanakee outbreak. This child was among the cases we were tracking," Felnahal tweeted. "Still no new cases since 10/22. At NJ Detoff Health remains on site until the end of the outbreak tracking cases and infection control," the tweet said. NJ.com reported. The medically fragile unnamed child died overnight at Wanakee Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, just 2 days after the facility announced the death of an 8th child. The facility has now confirmed that 25 patients have been affected by adenovirus, a respiratory virus that causes flu or cold-like symptoms, but can be far more harmful to those who have compromised immune systems. The state has reported that health officials first became aware of the outbreak at the Wanakee Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, New Jersey, on October 9. "This is a tragic situation, and our thoughts are with the families who are grieving right now," Health Commissioner Dr. Sherry Felnahal said in a statement released on Sunday. "We are working every day to ensure all infection control protocols are continuously followed and closely monitoring the situation at the facility." NJ.com reported that this week Governor Phil Murphy held a press conference where he said he has been gutted by the knowledge of children dying and pledged to find out what happened. "We don't have all the answers, but we're working to get them," Murphy said. This month, NJ.com reported that in the center's most recent health inspection report, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services gave the facility a below-average score, and the 2017 report also said the facility failed to ensure infection control practices were followed. In the same report, the New Jersey spokeswoman Nicole Kurgan said children are particularly at risk with this virus. "Unfortunately, the particular strain of adenovirus, number 7, in this outbreak is affecting medically fragile children with severely compromised immune systems," Kurgan said. "The strain has been particularly associated with disease in communal living arrangements and can be more severe." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.